This is Wellness 101, brought to you by the Institute of Natural Health, your home for common sense, science-based healthcare. Here's your host, Dr. TJ Williams.
Happy Sunday, everyone. We're back again. And last week, for those of you who were listening to the show, we had a special guest on our show, Dr. David Harshfield. Well, guess what, Aaron?
I already know.
That was like a wet blanket she just threw right there on me.
Well, I'm here. I can't. You're not blindfolding.
Now I'm all deflated. Like... Where's the booze? Where's the booze, Liz? I'm listening for some booze.
I'll guess.
Okay.
I don't know what's going on. What's going on? I'll play.
We have Dr. Harshfield back for a second week, ladies and gentlemen. It's so exciting. So for those of you who maybe missed our show last week, we had a very special guest, Dr. David Harshfield. He is a visiting doctor at the Institute of Natural Health. He is a super guru genius. He's a very good friend of mine. I'll go back and run down just a little bit of this guy's credentials because he will not brag about himself. He's one of the most humble human beings to walk the earth. But Dr. Harshfield and I have been friends for about 10 years or so. He is an interventional radiologist, and go back and listen to last week's show to have him explain to you what that is. He serves as the chairman of the Institutional Review Board for the International Cellular Medicine Society. He serves on the board of directors for the American Association of Orthopedic Medicine. He's licensed in 7 different states. He's worked with NASA. He's worked with the NFL, and he lectures all over the world on the topic of cellular regenerative medicine and how it can be used to help heal a body. I said it last time, and I'm going to say it again. This guy is the real deal, and he is one of our visiting physicians at the Institute of Natural Health. It's just such an honor to have him back on the show for a second week in a row. We're so excited. Welcome, Dr. David Harshfield. Is he live? Are you there, Doc?
Nice to talking to you guys again.
There he is. So, Dr. Harshfield, last time we were on the air, we talked about cellular regenerative medicine. We talked about what it is, what it means to be an interventional radiologist, and we talked about platelet-rich plasma, or PRP. We talked about what it is and who it can help and why someone would go have that type of therapy done. This time, I kind of want to talk a little bit about just, you know, I just want to have a conversation with you. How's that?
Great.
So I want to talk a little bit. I've actually had some personal experience with PRP. For all of our listeners out there, I injured myself. This would have been back, 2008, maybe 2009, somewhere in there. I injured my wrist. I tore a ligament in my wrist. I tore the scapholunate ligament, which is a little ligament that connects the scaphoid bone and the lunate bone in the hand.
Well, I think we all knew that. I'm just kidding. Of course it is.
Wisecracks from the crowd. I love it. And Liz is just laughing hysterically. See what I have to put up with over here, Dr. Harshfield? This is just how it goes. Yeah, it's rough being me. But I tore this ligament in my wrist. We're not going to get into the mechanism of injury. Let's just say it was an embarrassing golfing injury, for lack of a better term. And it really, really tore up my wrist. It hurt really badly. I talked to Dr. Harshfield shortly after I did it, and he's like, look, you know, let's do some PRP. I'm like, well, let's try all this other stuff first. So I tried a bunch of other therapies first, and nothing worked. So a couple months later, I finally said, okay, let's do the PRP. So we did the injection. I had an MRI to prove that I had this. He's like, we need an MRI. Let's do the MR right before we do the injection. So I did the MR to prove that we had the had the tear. And on MRI, you can see this little ligament just shredded, just in pieces. And I got the injection, and about a week later, the pain was gone. I had a little bit of pain still after the injection, but a week later or so, the pain was gone. And I started being able to function a lot better. I could move my hand. It wasn't near the problem or hindrance that it was before. And then at 3 weeks, I'm like, you know, this feels amazing. So I went and got a second MRI. And Dr. Harshfield called me up with some pretty amazing news. My wrist had, that ligament had completely healed. Completely. I had a brand new ligament. And he actually put the two images side by side to show me this was the tear before and this is the exact same ligament now. Do you remember when we did that, Dr. Harshfield?
Yeah, I do. And it's as a radiologist, I can't help myself. I have to take pictures of this stuff 99% of the time. But the patient's better. We don't need to do that. But just because you and I were so interested in it and to see the stability clinically he would demonstrate, and then take the MR image and see how you regenerated that ligament. That had to be powerful for you too, though. Yeah. And reassuring.
It was. It was extremely reassuring to know that my body could actually heal itself without having to have surgery. It was mind-blowing. And it was painful. I mean, you remember, there were a lot of things that I could not do with my hand. And who would have thought this little ligament on the back of your wrist would cause so much problems?
So, the interesting thing about the wrist is that it's a non-weight-bearing joint in essence, and so we can sort of hide it a little bit. So we get injuries all the time, the thumbs and fingers and whatnot, and the wrist. But the wrist is such a complex conglomerate of eight little bones that live just next door to each other and perfectly held together by this ligament complex to allow some mobility yet rigidity. When we get one little injury, and that's a major ligament, even though it's small on the wrist, as you know, and it just is not going to let itself heal. It's just going to be an instability over time. And you need to play golf. Not that you're going to go on the tour, but I mean, this is something that was keeping you from doing something that I think is a very healthy pastime. Is all these people out jogging or riding bicycles and getting run over? Quit that. It's a 5-mile walk, two or three times a week. That's all you need for exercise. And when you womp the ground too hard and your wrist hurts, you can get this therapy.
Hey, now you just said the embarrassing thing that I did, Doc. Come on now. I was trying to keep that quiet. All right, I hit it fat, and I tore up my wrist. It was an embarrassment, let me tell you. I hang my head. But who's to say I wasn't going to go on the tour? You don't think a 38 handicap is going to get on the tour, Doc?
Oh yeah, you're getting on the tour, all right.
I give tours of the course. That's what I can do. I'm not going to get on the tour.
The other thing about that, in those days, this has been almost 10 years ago now. The PRP, the platelet-rich plasma, was not completely pure in the sense that there were still some red blood cells, because in those days we realized platelets are cells and they're heavy. And especially the young, healthy teenager-type platelets, they're really heavy, and they spin out on a centrifuge in the very top layer of the red cells. So in those days, we were taking a little bit of that red and putting it back into a joint, and the platelets, good, the red blood cells, not good, and that was why it was so painful the first week. Nowadays, we do a double spin. We don't have any red in there. It is so much more comfortable.
Right.
And with the same results.
So talking about that double spin. So just for our listeners out there, if you're lost at today's show, you've got to go back and listen to last week so you can learn about what platelet-rich plasma is. And we talked a little bit about a centrifuge, that it's this very special device. It's not just any average ordinary centrifuge. I mean, I have a centrifuge in my office. That's not that we use to spin some blood for sending off for regular laboratory testing. We're not talking about that. This is a very specialized centrifuge. Doc, do you want to talk for just a second about the how specialized this type of centrifuge is that you're using to extract this platelet-rich plasma with?
Sure. It's got a little more in the way of knobology, if you will, in that you can determine the
Did you say
time.
Knobology? I got to interrupt.
I'm afraid I did.
Knobology. That's an Arkansas term, right?
Right. It's how to turn the TV on, and we progress from there.
Yes.
And,
sorry to interrupt. So, go ahead.
No, not at all. The blood, draw the blood from the arm. Everyone's familiar with that. Now you got a test tube full of blood. How do you get the red cells out and yet not take away the platelets and the growth factors and the stuff you want? And the way we do that now is It's a double spin technique. The very first spin is very soft. It's just enough centrifuge power to move the red cells, which are heavy, to the bottom of the test tube. And then what we do is we aspirate the stuff that looks like olive oil, the plasma, away from the red. And so what we've done is we had to concentrate the platelet shed. The second spin, we spin a lot harder for a little longer, and now we concentrate the platelets at the bottom, and there's no red down there. So we got platelet rich at the very bottom and platelet poor at the top, which also has a lot of growth factors and important things that we need. And that's how we make PRP, and it's not red, and so it's not as painful, and it's just as effective.
Yeah, it's a pretty amazing device. I was very impressed watching this. I've seen it bunches of times. If for those of you who don't know that are listening, I've been with Dr. Harshfield and been involved in watching a lot of these procedures. I say involved. I watched. I got the privilege of meeting a bunch of people and watching a lot of these procedures because, you know, when you're watching someone that is going to have the potential to heal and regenerate themselves, there's nothing like it. And then, you know, getting to have Dr. Harshfield come back and say, hey, you know what, these were the successes that we've seen, it's pretty fun. Well, Liz is telling me we've got to take a quick break here. When we come back, Dr. Harshfield, I want to talk about cost. That's something that we didn't get to talk about last week on the show when you were here. I want to talk about cost of a PRP treatment versus any kind of surgical solution. And I think that our listeners are going to be very interested in that because I think that's one of the key questions that everyone wants to know is how much is it going to cost? So when we come back, that's the topic that we're going to hit. You're listening to Wellness 101.
This is Wellness 101.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. So with us again this week is Dr. David Harshfield. For those of you who are just tuning in, Dr. Harshfield is a world-renowned cellular regenerative medicine doctor. He's fantastic. He's a close friend, and he's a visiting physician for the Institute of Natural Health. And if you missed last week, I tell you, go back, go to our website, theinstituteofnaturalhealth.com, listen to last week's episode so you can get caught up with what we're doing today. In the first segment, we talked about, we talked about my injury and my experience with PRP. And we said before we went to the break that this section, we wanted to talk a little bit about some cost. And it is significantly more expensive to go a modern allopathic surgical route than it is to do a regenerative type of therapy like platelet-rich plasma. So, Doc, do you want to talk a little bit about costs? Like, let's talk about knee replacements. Let's talk about a knee. You were talking about a knee being a big joint last week we were talking about a knee. Talk about a knee replacement. How much does a knee replacement cost?
Well, it used to be impossible to know. And there are a bunch of ancillary costs, both leading up to and away from. And now that Medicare has been keeping data since 2004, they've actually been tracking all this. They have an electronic medical record. It's kind of a headache for us doctors, but if you fill all this stuff out, then we find out in 10 years what is actually happening to the patient that undergoes these therapies, whether it be pharmaceutical or surgical, that we're prescribing. What we know now is that knee replacement is anywhere from $25,000 to $65,000, and that depends on where you are, obviously, and who the docs are in the hospitals. A huge spans of difference in charge for that. And the other thing to keep in mind, too, and as Dr. TJ just mentioned, allopathic medicine is taught in medical schools is binary. It thinks a human being is one of two decisions, which drug or which surgery, or both. Cellular medicine is the third entity in this trilogy, and what we're really trying to do is to get the patient to heal themselves, even when we're doing surgery. It's really what we're trying to do. And when we get pharmaceuticals, that's really what we're trying to do. But so often it actually works in reverse. And the charges for these surgical procedures, be it arthroscopy of the knee, is anywhere from $12,000 to $20,000, 90% of which are the patients are no different in 6 months than the people that didn't get the arthroscope.
Wait,
and again, that's
did you just say, I don't mean to cut you off, did you just say that 90% of the people are exactly where they were pre-surgery 6 months down the road?
Yeah. The study they did,
whoa,
vertebroplasty, same sort of thing. The study they did is they looked at scoping the knee for meniscal repair and cleaning out the knee. Within 6 months, the patients that were treated conservatively were the same as the patients that were treated with the scope.
That's,
and again, it gets
that's
back
astonishing.
To the point. The problem right now with medicine is that it's all about acute care, and it's really good at that. If you had an acute something or other, your knee injury, an acute scope might be what you need. These are chronic knee problems. They don't improve utilizing these acute approaches to disease. Chronic diseases are more complex, and they don't fix instantly by putting in a new part. And so what we're learning now is if you have a 65-year-old patient and you put their stem cells or their cellular products in there, their knee is going to come back with the proper nutrition and rehab. Their knee's going to come back to a normal age knee. Same as a 19-year-old patient will get a 19-year-old knee. Unfortunately, a 65-year-old doesn't get a 19-year-old knee.
Right.
And the expense to do this varies from hospital, doctor to doctor, but in general, scopes are anywhere from $12,500 to $20,000. And with 10% effective, as far as the comparing the people that didn't get it to get to who got it, and then replacing the knee is anywhere from $25,000 to $65,000. These cellular procedures are less than 10% of those charges. And again,
Say that again. Less than 10% of the cost for the cellular procedures.
Yep. They're 10% or less of the cost of that surgery.
Wow.
And what we're doing when we do surgery is we're exchanging one chronic disease for another. In other words, we got chronic arthritis of the knee, and you have a total knee, and you put a total plastic knee in, you don't have a perfect knee. You've got another chronic problem, and you're not going to be out playing golf or tennis once you get a total knee.
Right.
With cellular therapy, you have a chance to have your knee come back to be the right age and it be a functional knee. And what I like to say is 3 to 6 months out after cellular therapy, my patients are out playing golf, and those that got a total knee are not going to play golf again, probably ever.
What?
And the expense is a fraction of the cost of what the surgical procedure was. And although it seems like a lot at the beginning, just to think about it, if you go in your dentist's office, it's no more than putting a crown in your head. And they want your money up front, day one. We have financial groups that allow people to pay it out. So I'm saying it's available. The state of Arkansas is probably going to be the first state in the union that's going to allow state employees to have an option. Do you want a total knee or do you want PRP knee? And the state's going to pay for it because they're self-insured. That's the beginning. And after that, Medicaid is next. And then, of course, Medicare 30 seconds later.
Right.
This is going to happen. And the expense may seem like a lot initially. You just think about it until you walk across the street and talk to your dentist, ask him how much a crown is. It's about that or less.
Right. And you could have prevented it by a $5 tube of toothpaste and a toothbrush.
Darn it.
got to throw that in there. You had a question, Aaron. I saw you.
No, it was more of a statement. I just thought this was really interesting. You know, with him saying that not only is the cost less, but that you're actually benefiting yourself. You're actually helping your, you know, knee or wherever you're getting the injection to function better. And I think so much, and at the Institute of Natural Health, you see people who are wanting to actually help themselves, you know, help their body function better. That's what they're actually looking for. And so this kind of fits into the whole, I think, the way that people are starting to look at their health and what they want to, you know, make themselves function as well as they can, as long as they can.
That is so beautifully put. And the thing that we have to stop thinking in this manner is that when a person walks in with a sore knee, I tell my residents and trainees, don't forget there's a head attached to that knee. Talk to it. These people, medical practice or treatments that focus on optimum functioning of the body is what we're talking about. And you don't have to even have a disease to benefit from functional medicine. In other words, we're going to fix your knee, but guess what else? You're going to have your health back, because we don't just do an injection. We do this regenerative therapy. And I hope Dr. TJ will get a chance to talk in a second here about our six little guidelines and six protocols that we do. Number three, TJ rewrote. And the injection is cool, but it's just one little aspect of those six steps that we use for regenerative medicine. And maybe the most important is number three, particularly now that TJ has really buffed it up and made it to where we can make the patient's immune system ability to heal themselves more powerful.
And you said something that I found to be very powerful before we get into the six steps, and that was, you know, there's a head attached to that knee. Talk to it. I mean, you've seen me in practice at the Institute. That's one of the things that we do the most is talk to our patients. We talk to these people. They come in. They're the very first visit. For those of you who don't know who we are or what we do, we are going to talk for an hour and a half to 2 hours. We're going to dig through your health history and figure out what all is really, truly going on. Because like Dr. Harshfield said, that knee pain, that may be a problem, and it may be what brought you in the door, but we may figure out that there are a whole lot of other things that have happened that could be creating that knee pain. That's just how it works. It's just you gotta look at the whole person. You gotta look at the whole picture. And I think too many doctors out there, and I know that you've seen it, Dr. Harshfield, that they just, you have knee pain, let me focus on that knee, let's get after that knee, we gotta fix that knee, let's address that knee. And they don't stop and step back and look at everything else that's going on. They don't look at the fact that the person's wearing, you know, a 6-inch heel on one foot and a flat on the other. We're just saying, we gotta fix the knee, you gotta fix the knee. Well, look at the whole person.
One of the things, too, I've noticed, and TJ and I work together very well in our clinics, and from my perspective as the interventionist, I have to be very careful not to just overdo and over-explain. And so what I try to do, and I've almost made the mistake of going the other way, is I try to listen more to my patient and not talk to them. Because you got two ears and one mouth, my dad told me. I kind of figured that part out. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So I'm sitting there listening to him, but I'm not saying anything. I'm not reviewing the information they're feeding me. I'm writing it down, listen to them attentively, but I'm not getting to the diagnosis. And when Dr. TJ walks in the room, he sits there for 5 minutes and listens, and he talks to the patient and goes, okay, what you're telling me about these facts is that you have this going on. And I'm sitting here going, I should have said that. I'm trying to listen so hard. It's got to be a give and take. Again, patient-centered medicine means the doctor has to get out of the center of the circle. I mean, that's the key to this. But right. On the other hand, you still have to communicate and talk. And I'm learning. I mean, I'm learning every day. And that's why I like working with doctors in an integrated approach. And that's why Dr. Kedra and I work so well together.
Right. So we have to take another break. When we come back, we are going to talk to Dr. Harshfield about these six steps that he just mentioned briefly there. There's some... It's some pretty exciting stuff that are involved in these six steps. So please stick with us. You're listening to Wellness 101.
This is Wellness 101.
Welcome back, everyone. I'm your host, Dr. TJ Williams, and with me, even though she's been very quiet today, is Erin. She's always here, but not very talkative today, Erin.
I'm learning a lot, though.
Yes, learning a lot.
You can't hear it, but my brain is thinking.
So cute. You can just picture her now. You can't hear it, but my brain is learning. Oh, that's too funny. Well, we have on the show again this week, Dr. David Harshfield, a cellular regenerative medicine expert and authority. And we've been talking about regenerative medicine. If you didn't listen last week, please go to our website, the Institute of Natural Health. Listen to last week's show. We talk about the intro to PRP, what this stuff is, how it works, etc. This time we've talked about my own personal experience with it. I tore a ligament in my wrist and healed that. We've talked about cost of PRP versus, you know, surgical solutions and things. And we're getting into, Dr. Harshfield in the last segment mentioned six steps. And I want him to kind of go over what these six steps are, what are the six steps of, and just help all of our listeners get a grasp of what we're doing with this whole cellular regenerative medicine scene. So Dr. Harshfield, take it away with those six steps, would you?
Okay. And again, this is what Dave Harshfield knows today. And I don't have any sort of financial reason to say anything other. All my research is self-funded, but I'm a human being. And everything we hear is always an opinion. It's not necessarily fact. And everything we see is a perspective. It may not be the truth. I'm speaking from the heart, and this is exactly what I think I know today, but know this. In 10 years, 80% of the literature in scientific literature right now will be proven wrong or inaccurate. So question everything. Having said that, let me just tell you the six things I think we should do when we're doing regenerative.
now that we've got all that bad news out of the way, let's go move on to the good stuff.
Don't believe a word I say. Realize that this is what we know today. And the beauty of this in our groups is that we talk. We don't have to have a committee meeting, and we don't have to wait for 10 years for this stuff to change.
And we talk a lot. We talk a lot.
Yes.
We're on the phone a lot. I mean, I talk to Dr. Harshfield, for those of you listening, I talk to Dr. Harshfield at least twice a week, sometimes more. We're on the phone all the time. And there are other docs out there that we're on the phone with. And Dr. Harshfield will shoot me a text and be like, hey, are you available for a conference call with Dr. So-and-so out of New Jersey, along with Dr. So-and-so out of Nevada? And yeah, sure. And we get on the phone and we talk for an hour or so. So this is very common, ladies and gentlemen. So didn't mean to interrupt there, Doc. Go ahead.
No, I mean, that's a great point. I mean, the whole idea is none of us is as smart as all of us. And we, you know, I bet I know 80% of what I see that comes across my eyes every single day. 20%, I have to look it up or call somebody. I just know that I don't know, and that's an important thing to know.
Right.
And then I know who to call when I don't know. And that's our group, our integrated medical group. And like TJ says, well, I would be having a conference call from people on the moon. But we need it to conference in about patients because they're all snowflakes. I've never seen anyone that was exactly like anyone else I've ever met. They all have little nuances. And that's why sometimes you need a pre-shot routine. And that's what I call these six steps. You know, you're in the fourth quarter. You're out of wind. You got to shoot this free throw with 1 second on the clock. You're standing there looking at it. How do you know when to launch it? Well, the way I do is I dribble three times, take a deep breath in, and that's the sixth thing I do, and I don't even think about it.
Right.
And so when we're tired, when we get a phone call, when we're interrupted, if you'll make yourself follow these six steps when you're taking care of these regenerative medicine patients, you will not forget stuff. The first step is the most important, the primary care provider. Family practice doc is overwhelmed, and he's looking at a whole waiting room full of headaches, back pain, knee pain. My gosh, he's ready to jump out the window. We want those patients. We want to help those patients. They don't have to go straight to surgery, or he doesn't have to write a script for a narcotic. They can come see us. And so the primary care guy is the first guy we call. The patient calls, we'll walk in our office and say, my knee hurts. We sit them down, we start talking to them, get all their information. The first thing we do is not an injection. The fifth thing we do of these six steps is the injection part. The sixth thing is just the patient registry, keeping track. So really, I'm the last person in this list. But I need to be that. I don't need to be the first person.
Right.
And the primary care doc's first because we call him and we ask him about the patient and have his permission and cooperation and collaboration on them. And he'll say, oh, her thyroid's low. Oh, thank you for telling us that, you know, and because we're not going to heal as well. And he'll know some other things about her that are key to knowing that. So that's the first thing. The second thing, what long-term wise fixes these folks with arthritis is chiropractic care and physical therapy. The long-term fix is when you got a knee that's sore, you got to move it. Okay, so it's in pain. Okay, we've got ways to control pain without narcotics. But what if the ligament's torn? Well, then now we've got with saline injections a way to tighten the ligament. But long-term, these are not standalone procedures. They're in addition to, not instead of. Let me say that again. They're not magic bullets that you inject someone's knee and suddenly they can go out and do exactly what they were doing before they came in. They've got to go to the physical therapist or chiropractor before because they're going to tell us, I know their left knee hurts, but it's their right leg or their pelvic tilt. They'll help us get the diagnosis. The third step, TJ, is completely rewritten for us. It used to just be collate all the drugs the patient was on, try to figure out how many we can get them off. Now with Dr. TJ's regimen, we do lab work. We find out what's missing from their big rubber test tube that we call a human body and their immune system weaknesses. We have to restore them. Mostly you can't eat this because your gut's leaky and sick. You got to do IV nutrition. Here's how to do that. And I promise you that third step has kept me from having to do half of the injections that I would have done otherwise. And it also makes the injections that I do perform much more successful because their immune system's well because of Dr. TJ's therapy. The fourth thing is just take pictures, make sure that you got the right diagnosis. And that's mainly in people with spine disease. I want to MR their lumbar spine because there's a lot of things causing no back pain besides disc problems. There could be a kidney stone or kidney cancer. It's going to be in the field of view. I want to make sure we're not missing something more important. There's not anything scary in the elbow, wrist, knee, or ankle. But in the hip and pelvis, you really ought to get MR of those areas to make sure you're dealing with arthritis and not another issue.
Right.
And then basically number five is me. And I sit down and communicate with the patient. I say, hey, here's what we know. Here's your lab work. You're on your nutrition. How you feeling? Great. Good for you. Knees don't hurt anymore. Hey, you're out of here. And come back in and say, give you trouble. Or they're still hurting a little bit. Well, okay. Here's what we can do for you today. And that includes nothing. That includes doing nothing. What do you want to do? And the patient almost invariably looks at me like, you're supposed to tell me what to do. And I go, that's not how this works. This is my opinion. This is our evaluation. This is what we think is going on. Here's what we think we can do. Here's your options. You pull the trigger. You get 51% of the vote.
That's exactly right.
And that makes the patient so empowered.
And that's what it's about. Getting the patient to have control of their own health, returning health care back to the patient where it should be. That's what we talk about at the Institute of Natural Health. And I want to go back. He mentioned he threw me kind of under the bus there about rewriting step three. And he's absolutely correct. I did do that. But you know, it was a long conversation one night, and we're sitting there talking, and I just basically outlined, look, this is what I would do. And I get an email the next day from Dr. Harshfield, and he says, hey, can you write that up of what you would do and make it very clear and concise so I could just pick this up and hand it to anyone so they could read it? And I was like, sure. So I put that all together. It took me a day or two to put everything all together of what I would do and how I would do it. Less than a week later, I get an email from Dr. Harshfield. It's like, oh, by the way, this is what I sent to this medical group over here in another part of the country. I'm like, oh, there's my stuff right there in the middle of it. And this is how this has worked. It's kind of interesting. I mean, I wasn't prepared for it, but it's been a blessing. And I can't thank Dr. Harshfield enough because he has, you know, taken what I do at the Institute of Natural Health and just ratcheted that to... Basically, we've made it scalable, and so we're able to go into these other clinics, and you know, the primary care doctors, they already know how to be a primary care doctor, but what they don't know is how to be a functional medicine practitioner. They don't know how to correlate labs. A primary care doctor orders, on average, 7 laboratory tests on a patient. That's not anywhere close to enough lab examinations to figure out what's going on with the patient. There's a lot more of the picture that needs to be taken. We're not, you know, we're more than 7 systems. So you have to have more than 7 tests to figure out what's going on. And so we get a big picture. We look at a lot of things. We figure all of this stuff out. And then we've put a plan together and we fix this person from the inside out. We do nutrition with them. We change their diet. We heal their gut. We fix all of these different things. And guess what? As we do that, their hormones get better. Their thyroid gets better. Their cardiovascular system gets better. They start getting better. And sometimes, like Dr. Harshfield said, sometimes these people just get better. And the pain that they started with isn't even there when it comes time to see Dr. Harshfield. And they're like, hey, guess what? I guess, you know, that fixed my issue. And so that's what's so exciting about this is I added a little piece to this that has just really blossomed. And I wasn't prepared for it. And I don't think Dr. Harshfield was quite prepared for the results that we've seen. But when we come back after this break, I want to talk just a little bit about one of the clinics that we helped set this stuff up with and some of the results that they're seeing out of that. So when we come back, that's what we're going to get into. You're listening to Wellness 101.
This is Wellness 101.
Welcome back, everyone. Here we are in the final segment of the show. This show has flown by. We've been talking with Dr. David Harshfield, one of the visiting physicians for the Institute of Natural Health. We've been talking about regenerative cellular medicine and PRP and all of this amazing stuff. In the last segment, we were talking about the 6 steps that he sees as a critical part of the cellular regenerative stuff. And the 6 steps were primary care, going to your primary care, figuring out what's going, second step is going to a chiropractor or a physical therapist. Third step is a functional medicine portion. This is stuff that we just talked about that I basically wrote for them. The 4th step is imaging, getting an appropriate image, whether it is an MRI or a CT. The 5th step is actually seeing Dr. Harshfield for the regenerative therapy if needed. And then the 6th step rather is being listed in the registry, the national registry, so they can track your outcomes and how things have proceeded. And as we went to break, Aaron was like, I have something that I would like to add. So we haven't heard a lot from her, just so we're gonna throw the microphone over at Aaron.
And I will try to be brief. I know you were trying to talk very quickly because
I
said we don't have a lot of time to get through all of this.
I tried to micro machine that thing.
We're really excited to have Dr. Harshfield on. So I know we've gone through a lot of things, but something that Dr. Harshfield had brought up in the last segment that I thought was really important to touch on was that this is patient-centered medicine and that the patient is allowed to decide what they're going to do, what their next steps are going to be. But I know as a patient and someone who has seen Dr. Harshfield and Dr. TJ, that It's not. It's different than going to see a, you know, a lot of other doctors you've gone to see, because you are actually, it's all explained. You're given all of the information and then you're able to make the choice. I think what I see lacking with a lot of the conventional doctors as a patient is that not only is the decision made for me, but I wouldn't have had the information to make the decision intelligently myself. And so I think there are two parts to that. It's not just that it's given back to the patient. They're able to decide, but they're given the information that they need to be able to intelligently make a decision. The end.
Wow. That was very well said. What do you think, Doc? That was pretty impressive.
Awesome. That's awesome. I mean, here's the thing is that when we do these procedures, this is what I do for myself personally. It's what I do for my family and my patients. This is not something that I just do for patients and my family goes somewhere else. You think about functional medicine, the whole concept, if you made the metaphor that the human is a plant and these little plants have maladies, and let's say it's a branch that's not quite well, the way I was trained in medical school is we throw chemicals on it or chop it off. Functional medicine is about putting stuff in the ground that the little plant needs. It goes through its roots, the root problem, and then the plant heals itself. It makes so much more sense than thinking that we're smart enough to know exactly what drug or exactly what surgical procedure to do compared to, as we said earlier, we're not man-made.
Right. It's very true. And, you know, talking just a little bit, we talked about this clinic that we've been helping and that you're involved with, and I helped set up the IV portion, the IV nutrition portion and the testing portion for. Talk a little bit about some of the successes that they're having at this location, if you would, Doc.
Sure. The concept, each time we build a new one of these, and we've talked about this like the IGA grocery stores that are all over the country, and somehow they're still there decades later. How do they survive against the big box stores? Well, the reason they do is they're colloquial. They're very specific to their communities, and they're the grocery store who hires local people in local foods and whatnot. Our centers, our regenerative medicine centers all across the country, are that. They look different. The one in St. Louis looks different than the one in Little Rock, than the one in El Dorado, Arkansas, than the one in Texas. And what we're doing is taking the strengths of that community, but yet we have our six little steps that we have to do for each patient. And when Dr. Williams talks with them about how to do the nutrition part and the IV nutrition, that's very new to most of these folks. They think they come in and get a shot in their knee, and suddenly that's their treatment. Once they learn it's about health care and it's about their immune system and so forth, and that nothing is going to be done until they're well, and we'll address that need later. That is totally foreign to them. But once the first week or two, it just makes perfect sense, because it does make sense. And what Dr. Williams has allowed us to do with all of our centers, that's kind of, it's almost the common thread in all those, because everyone injects stuff differently. I do it differently than the guy down there in Dallas and so forth. Those parts are different. The primary care doctor, what's the same is that we're addressing the patient's immune system. And those little bacteria, they're very similar to all of us humans. And so the health of that immune system, the so-called microbiome, is key to all these practices. And so that's what Dr. Williams brought. And again, this things change. Question everything that I've said. This could be right. Different tomorrow. I promise I'll tell you if it is. We'll do another show next week.
Well, the one thing that won't be different is the fact that when we're helping these people heal, and we're delivering IV nutrition to them, that's 100% absorption. We're absorbing this stuff. That's why they're able to heal and get to a fully functioning state faster than if we're relying on their dysfunctional guts. And, you know, they may not be eating the best diet. And it's a way to work with them to help them heal. And so there's so many things that are done. And it's such an honor working with Dr. Harshfield and all the people that he puts us into collaboration with, or puts me into collaboration with. It's just such a privilege. They're all wonderful people, and we're out there doing the best we can.
And you had said, you know, one thing's not going to change. Another thing that isn't going to change their knowledge may be different next week, the week after, but what you can count on is, I mean, being around both Dr. Harshfield and Dr. TJ is they'll be up to date on it because they like they said,
we're out there on the edge.
Yeah. And they talk on the phone. I mean, they want to know what is the latest research saying and what, you know, what
actually what's the latest clinical application saying, because the research is years behind.
And as soon as that came out of my mouth, I thought, well, that's probably not true. But that's why I've kept my mouth shut most of this. So.
But very insightful, very insightful. So, well, that's about all the time we have for today's show. Dr. Harshfield, thank you so much for being with us today. It's been such an honor and such a pleasure.
Pleasure's all mine. Thank you, Dr. TJ, and also talking with you guys tonight.
Awesome. So for those of you who are interested, please visit our website, theinstituteofnaturalhealth.com. Give us a call, 314-293-8123. Dr. Harshfield is a visiting physician with the Institute of Natural Health. He makes regular visits to the clinic. So if you're interested in making an appointment with him, please just give us a call. We will definitely be walking you through part of these six steps to make sure that you're a candidate for Dr. Harshfield. But it doesn't mean, even if you're not a candidate, that you won't have the opportunity to at least meet the fellow when he comes in. This guy is amazing and very generous with his time. So please, by all means, visit our website, follow us on social media. We have some pretty cool stuff up there on a regular basis. So for Dr. Harshfield and for Aaron, I am Dr. TJ. Thanks for listening.